Have you ever started a project, but only to realize that you didn't have the tools required to finish the task? So it's Christmas Eve, and you're planning to simply put a big red bow on a toy that didn't require assembly, except that it does. And you don't have the one tool that's required. The answer is usually duct tape, or pounding a little harder using an old screw that you found in the basement. And then there's always super glue. But it's never quite as it was intended. It may work, but it won't be as it was designed because you didn't know ahead of time what was required. Have you been there? Well, the theme of this meditation from Micah chapter 6 is knowing what is required. What God requires of you. Knowing beforehand what is required and expected so you can complete divine tasks with confidence. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time now and a place where you can ponder and reflect on what God requires of you. You may start by listening and joining into this responsive reading and prayer from Proverbs chapter 21. Respond, Lord God, show me what you require. The king's heart is like a stream of water directed by the Lord. He guides it wherever he pleases. Lord God, show me what you require. People may be right in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their heart. Lord God, show me what you require. The Lord is more pleased when we do what is right and just than when we offer him sacrifices. Lord God, show me what you require. Haughty eyes, a proud heart, and evil actions are all sin. So Lord God, show me what you require. Spend a few moments now in silent prayer, moving from prideful thoughts to thoughts of humility, replacing vengeful thoughts to those of mercy, judgmental thoughts to those of justice, and thoughts about you to thoughts about God. The silence continue as you become even more deeply aware of God, alert to his spirit, and mindful of Christ. As you become more aware of your still, restful, and quiet breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and let's continue by taking 3 deep, slow breaths together. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, what do you require? Lord God, what do you require of me? As you breathe deeply, ponder what the Holy Spirit reveals of God. Lord God, what do you require of me? Continue in silent prayer as you become aware of and reflect on the revelations of God in and around you. How are you aware of him right now? What do you hear, or taste, smell, or feel around you that's drawing you closer to him? What words or thoughts or phrases of his are you becoming more aware of? Your mind may wander in and around that, and that's fine. but return then back to the words and peaceful presence of God. Now in still silence, listen to the first of three readings, each the same root verse, but expanding into wider passages from different translations. Listen for how the words impact you. Eternal Words from Micah chapter 6, verse 8, from the New International Reader's Version. Listen carefully. The Lord has shown you what is good. He has told you what he requires of you. You must act with justice. You must love to show mercy. And you must be humble as you live in the sight of your God. What did you hear? How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? Well, rest here considering the tools God has given you to explore Him more deeply. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New American Standard Bible. Does the Lord take delight in thousands of rams, in 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I present my firstborn for my rebellious acts, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Well, he has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? What did you notice or become more aware of? Well, remain in meditation as you ponder how you can use your eyes and ears, hands and feet to do what he requires of you. And let your mind drift through the imagery of using what he has given you to accomplish his will. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. With what shall I come before the Lord to honor him and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with yearling calves? Will the Lord be delighted with thousands of rams or with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I present to him my firstborn for my acts of rebellion, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Well, he has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you, except to be just, and to love and to diligently practice kindness and compassion, and to walk humbly with your God, setting aside any overblown sense of importance or self-righteousness. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, return to the floor in the den on Christmas Eve as you begin to assemble the toy that requires no assembly. Every tiny screw, every nut and bolt and peg sprayed out on the floor before you. But now, you have every tool required of you to assemble it. Now that everything is present, you assemble it easily until, voila, it is complete. Perfect. So rest here on the floor, reflecting on how easy it was to complete once you had everything required to complete it. As you were pondering on how to assemble without having the tools required, discern God's presence here now as you consider present moments where you're facing a difficult situation and you aren't sure what is required of you to complete it. God requires you to act with justice, show mercy, and be humble. So meditate here on justice, mercy, and humility. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of surrender to what God requires of you. And let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Lord God, show me what you require. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Requirements, divine requirements. And let me pray now that you know what the Lord has shown you, that you know what is good, that you listen to what he requires of you to act with justice, to love showing mercy, and to be humble as you live in the sight of your God. Now may the Lord bless you and smile upon you, be gracious to you, May he show you his favor and give you his peace through Christ. Amen. So in the days ahead, you will surely face moments where you feel incapable of completing a task, unsure of what is expected of you. Well, pause then and give God praise for helping you understand what is required of you to always act with justice, show mercy, and be humble. Consider too how you can meet a friend or complete stranger and help them understand what they are missing, what is required. How you can show the world around you how to act with justice, show mercy, and be humble always. So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset of your day, expect to face moments of uncertainty. But then in there, discover the joy of showing justice, mercy, and humility to all you see, and there encounter the peace of God.